problem is there aren't as many USA Dance and WDSF dancers and judges out west of the Mississippi.
Oh, okay.
So if we hold it out there, it'll necessarily be smaller and probably lose more money.
Oh. Boy, Jake, concerned.
But Vegas, that's a draw for people.
Vegas is easy to get to. It's inexpensive. The only reason I've heard given for why not Vegas is we don't want 9-year-olds in Vegas. But they're not traveling without their parents, and Vegas is very family friendly.
Yeah.
I fly there tomorrow morning, and I'm taking my 12-year-old, and we're gonna have a great time, and it will always be appropriate. So tomorrow, Death Valley. So. We'll just be careful. We'll go see the David Copperfield magic show. We won't go see Folies Bergère. So.
Or the Bunny Ranch.
Zoomanity. So, anyway, we're now on to standard. Should we pick up with Foxtrot and Tango? I think was what the common will was. All right. Let's have the leaders in the corner and dance the Bronze Foxtrot, the whole routine. We haven't done the last two or three new figures.
They're new figures.
Your job is to master every single thing we're doing in the Foxtrot. So if there's anything that feels bad to you, you're not sure what to do about it, how do I get this to work, that's why we're here. Make sure you bring it up. First of all, the feather step. 1, 2, 3, 4, slow. Reverse turn, slow. Quick, quick, slow. Three step, slow. Natural turn, slow. Quick, closed impetus, slow. Quick, quick, hold on a moment. Gentlemen, every time you do a heel turn, do it better than any woman would do it. Let's have a good heel turn for men folk. Stand backing the line of dance. Just stay where you are. I'm just getting in front of you. Go back with your left foot, toe, heel. Turn on that heel as your right foot closes. The right heel closes with the heel on the floor. And when it finally does close, you're facing diagonal center. That's the trick of the closed impetus. Just get that part right. Because from here, all you do is rise and split your feet to end backing. What is that alignment? This is an institution of higher learning, isn't it? By now, you need to know that alignment. So what is this? Yes, backing diagonal center against the line of dance. Have you been here before? You do natural spin turns to here, closed impetus to here. You're going to be here a lot. Get to know it. Do that one more time. Closed impetus. So you're stepping back with your left foot. You start to turn on your left heel with the other heel on the floor and then split the feet to come out. Good. And let's continue from there. Here's the feather finish and slow. Reverse turn, slow. Quick, quick, slow. Reverse turn checked, slow. Quick, quick, basic weave. Quick, 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 three step to the next corner. Natural turn. Here's another chance to show that you're superior at heel turns. Hold it right there. The only difference is this heel turn turns less, so you end up coming out backing against the old line of dance. Now do a feather finish. Into a reverse turn. Three step. Let's make sure we're all together here. Hold on a moment. So at the end of the three step, the right foot is free. The next figure is the natural weave. It's a forward step on a slow, a side step, and now walk back three steps. 1, 2, 3, and a feather finish. Let's do just the natural weave one more time. And slow, quick, 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 quick. Three step. Natural turn in the corner. This one is not with an impetus. This time you'll be dancing a heel pull. So it is slow, quick, quick, back, side, forward. Facing diag center, a feather step. Slow. Reverse turn, slow. Quick, quick, slow. Change of direction. Forward, forward and brush, forward. How much turn? Just 90. Do the change of direction again. So it's left foot forward with the heel. right foot diagonally forward, toe heel, brush that foot in, and then left foot forward, slow. So that's three slows, that's the change of direction. Now the feather step, slow, quick, quick, and one more time we'll do the check and weave just like we did it in that corner. So slow, quick, quick, and check, and the weave, forward, side, back, back, side, forward. Now you're facing diagonal center. We start the routine over with the reverse turn, figure number two. Ladies, from the beginning. Ladies, when you go back, you'll be sending your foot back and staying on your front foot as long as you can. Whoever gets onto the back foot first loses. So we're always trying to stay on the front foot as long as we can on every back step in every standard dance. Here we go from the beginning with your feather. One, two, three, four, slow. Quick, quick, reverse. Quick, quick, slow. Quick, quick, three step. Natural turn, slow. Quick, quick, closed impetus. Quick, brush, quick, feather finish. Quick, reverse, slow. Quick, quick, slow. Reverse turn checked, slow. Quick, quick, check and the weave. Back, side, forward, forward, side, three step, slow. Natural turn, slow. Quick, quick, closed impetus. Quick, brush, quick, feather finish. Reverse turn, slow. Quick, quick, slow. Three step, slow. And hold it right there. What figure is next? Good. The ripplings are getting better. Yes. Natural weave. So, start with your left foot and do a heel turn that turns 90 degrees. Back, close, forward. So if it turned 90 degrees, you're facing diag center. This step out of the heel turn is unique. It's the only time you step out of a heel turn with a toe in the foxtrot. Two more toes forward, and then a feather finish, toe heel, toe heel. So let's... The only time you step out of a heel turn with a toe step in foxtrot, as opposed to toe heel. So we always come out of heel turns, toe heel, but in this case, because it's a weave, it's toe, toe. We don't lower that heel when we come out of the heel turn.
How do we know that?
Because the leader's going to lead it.
I don't give you time. So because he's moving faster, particularly one of his sides is moving faster than the other, she feels like, whoa, that was fun. So
that's a left side lead for her, right?
It is.
It's reminding me of Tommy. Where is he?
Right.
Whoa, that's fun.
So slide back a little bit. Ladies, just the natural weave. The timing for all weaves is one slow and six quicks. So this starts with a slow. The close is a quick. One, two, three, four, five, six. Three step. Slow. Quick natural turn. Slow. Quick, quick, slow, slow, brush, slow. So that was our corner figure. That's called an underturned natural turn. When we finish it, we're ready for a feather step with your left foot. Slow, quick, quick, reverse turn. Slow. Quick, quick, slow, quick, quick. Make sure your right toe is up. It's a feather finish. Good. The change of direction for you, again, is a 90-degree turn. So right foot back, left foot to the side, brush and back. Do just that figure again, just the change of direction. So that is slow, slow, slow. Feather step, slow, quick, quick, and the reverse turn, checked and weave. Slow, quick, quick, and check, and then one, two, three, four, five, six. Reverse turn to start again. Okay. Back to the beginning. Choose your partner wisely.
Why are we starting back in diagonal? Why are we starting facing foot, the leader facing diagonal center rather than facing?
In the foxtrot, you mean?
Yeah, rather than diagonal wall like we do normally do.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk to the group about that. So, as always, Ginny's got questions, and they're all good ones. Ask that question, please.
I asked why are we starting from Lee's perspective facing diagonal center rather than diagonal wall like we normally do in standard dances?
So all of the standard dances start with the leader facing diagonal wall. Why is the foxtrot the odd one out? Why are we starting diagonal center? Rule number one, always start by turning to the right. If you turn to the right, you're turning towards your partner and it produces great shapes and action. If you turn left, you're turning away from your partner. So does the feather step turn to the right? It doesn't turn very much feet-wise, but body-wise, yes. So I'd like to see that the woman from her prep step really blossoms in that feather. So she turns her body to the right and opens the door for him to go outside, and it produces all that great shape and movement. Yes.
Open the door to see all the flowers.
Now, can't we just start with a natural turn then? Why do we start with a feather step? If we want to turn right, why don't we really turn right and do a natural turn, dyke wall, because that's where natural turns are, even in foxtrot. And the answer is, if we did a natural turn to start off with, she'd have to do a heel turn without momentum. And that's the hardest thing. So we always like to get momentum, then we do a heel turn. Likewise, the three-step gives us momentum for the natural turn. So it's not written in stone that you have to start diagonal center. It just seems like a good place for most people to begin. And then from here, when you're a champion, whatever you do, don't do what most people are doing. Unless you want to be compared to most people. So the champions at Blackpool usually will start out facing diag center, and they'll do the prep and feather and reverse turn or three-step. They'll do the most bland choreography because nobody does it better than they do, and that's how they show, I'm the British champion, watch this. Nobody can do the easiest figures in the world like this. So if you're sure you've got the best one, you do the basic thing. Otherwise, you do something tricky.
Wouldn't everyone doing a feather finish in the beginning cause these couples to run into each other?
Yes.
So everybody starting with the same feather?
Yes.
Yeah, because they're all kind of crowded together?
Yes.
Well, they should be moving like a school of fish. So all the guppies should be swirling in the same direction.
Anyway, I feel like he has some personal experience of being run into during a foxtrot feather finish.
I don't know what you're talking about.
So there are a lot of reasons not to start with the feather, so you should not start with a feather under some circumstances. Obviously, if there's a crowd here, don't dance in the crowd. So some people like to start on this alignment and do the opposite figure, the three-step. So we've talked about that. Tommy was really liking that idea. Something tells me Tommy likes to be different. So
we're doing 10 double reverse spin turns for our rookie bet. In a row.
Usually, if you want to sabotage your couple, you give your couple too many reverse turns to do. So, who's the coach of that couple?
Tommy.
Yeah, Tommy's playing for the other team. So.
We all know this.
So, let's do this foxtrot all the way through from the beginning. One, two, three, four, slow. Quick, reverse, slow. Quick, quick, slow. Three step, slow. Quick, quick, natural turn, closed impetus, slow. Quick, hold on a moment. We just talked about how to do a great heel turn, but there's more information needed apparently. Back up just a little bit and let's do a three step to the natural turn. Who is the power in the closed impetus? She is. So, gentlemen, let her do her job. When you go back, men, if you go back and pull her before you're able to deal with it technically, skill-wise, then you're going to miss your chance to turn. It'll be a very bad heel turn. So, gentlemen, your job is to put a foot back and take your time getting the turn done and getting your feet closed. Then you have a chance. If you rush it, it will be bad every time. Did somebody say Tommy? Now we have to stop talking about him. So let's go straight into the heel turn with his right foot and her left foot for the natural turn. Ready? And slow. Quick, she puts him on his foot. She turns him. And a feather finish. Reverse turn. Reverse turn checked to the basic weave. And we've lost a few. So let's do that again. Before we do it again, let's change partners. Find one of the guys who didn't have a partner. Starting at the natural turn with a new partner, find one of the guys who didn't have a partner. Just from the natural heel turn for her. Okay. His right foot, her left foot, ready, and slow. Closed impetus, slow. Feather finish, slow. Reverse turn, slow. Quick, quick, slow. Reverse turn checked, slow. Quick, quick, and the weave. A 1, 2, 3, 4, 3-step to the corner. Natural turn, slow. Quick, quick, closed impetus, feather finish. Reverse turn, slow. Quick, quick, slow. 3-step, slow. Natural weave, slow. Quick, 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 and come back. Let's revisit that one.
Yeah. How do you lead a lady into that?
The part you mean is when she goes outside, partner?
Yes. How do you lead her into a left side lead?
So when you're dancing the natural weave, Myra, can we show? So her heel turn should overturn body-wise so that she wants to go outside partner. So by me angling my body more, she goes outside partner. So that's the key. Make sure both sides of your body are going back, but one side is going faster.
Is there a way to lead that compared to natural turn, or should we just know in our routine that she overturns that part to go into natural?
They definitely are all partner led. They're not something, we know what the script is in advance, but we want to make sure it's still led also.
Okay.
So for instance, in a natural turn, I would not take my side away so much. Slow. If I keep my right side more forward toward her, then she has no choice but to go between my feet.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay.
Does it feel like more of a left side lead for the woman? Like they should feel like they're coming out of it really powerfully?
Left foot heel turn.
Okay.
So yes.
Yeah.
So you feel like you're looking over the edge of a skyscraper. Yes. Okay. So with that partner, let's do the natural weave again. Leaders are facing diag wall using the right foot. She's going back with her left foot into the natural weave heel turn. Ready, and slow, quick, 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 3-step, slow. Natural turn, slow. Here's the heel pull. Slow, slow, feather, slow. Quick, reverse, slow. Quick, quick, slow. Change of direction, slow, slow, feather, slow. Reverse turn checked, slow. Quick, quick, check, and 1, 2, 3, 4, reverse turn to start again from the beginning. New partner from the beginning with music.
In the heel turn.
Okay.
Slow.
Waiting for the one and waiting. Love is ours to take our toss aside.
Reverse turn. Reverse turn checked. We. A 1, 2, 3, 4. 3-step. Natural. Closed impetus. Reverse turn. Slow. 3-step. Natural weave. Slow. A 1, 2, 3, 4. 3-step. Natural turn. Slow. 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 Quick, quick, reverse. Change of direction. Slow. 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 Feather. Reverse turn checked. And basic weave. Reverse turn to restart. Yes.
I'm having difficulty understanding the leaves for the turns in time.
The turns in general, reverses,
yes, reverse
naturals. So what happens instead? You've missed the heel turn by the time you get the turn lead.
How do you break down the flow?
The reverse turn is a right heel turn, R and R. There you go.
I know which way to turn. I don't know when to turn.
I'm really excited.
Usually, it seems late. Like I'm late to. I'm like, oh, we're turning, rather than doing a progressive figure.
Yes. So, if the woman is given a choice between two things, do the right thing or follow a bad thing, which should she do?
Follow the bad thing.
No.
But make it look good.
So it depends on what you're working on at that moment in your dancing. So if you both understand the good thing, then she should occasionally just let him go ahead and lead that good thing. But sometimes the only way the man knows the good thing is the woman dances it, whether he leads it or not. And then he sees, oh, that's what you want to do. I'll lead that. So, in answer to Ginny's question, if she's getting the lead too late for a turn, then I believe she should just go ahead and do that turn. Do the choreography I'm calling out, because this is the first day for some of the leaders on this choreography, some of it. So dance the very best foxtrot you can and draw your partner up with you into that realm. But if that would not be ideal in a performance. In a performance, you need to do what your partner is leading. Just we have to choose where you are in the training. The places that have three slows as their timing, you can use any timing you want from now on in college comps and USA dance events. So a figure like a change of direction is in the book as slow, slow, slow. That's six beats. If you don't like six beat figures, then you can do slow, quick, quick, and now it's normal. There's nothing abnormal timing-wise. As of today. It just changed today.
Officially?
It's been illegal forever. Sorry?
Like waiting an extra beat on the second slow.
Good. Alternative, second way of changing that would be to do slow, 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 slow. All of that is legal now. And it was not legal before. So when the invigilators are watching you in a competition doing the wrong timing, usually they're saying to themselves, ah, they just fell over, I guess. So they think it's not on purpose, but now you can do it and they'll think it's on purpose. So if there's any question you have about anything in syllabus that you would like to do that hasn't been allowed, we've just opened up the doors to a whole bunch of stuff. There's no way to go over it all. So double reverse, I think that was a bridge too far.
So
it is in the WDSF bronze silver syllabus, but anyway, not ours yet.
So Dan, speaking of syllabus, I hear that there's a rule change that now anybody can wear costumes in syllabus?
What event? That may be true for some particular competition event, like, I don't know, MIT.
They told me USA Dance was changing the rules on April 1st that they were going to allow
that everyone can wear costumes in syllabus events.
Yeah.
So you're ahead of me on that one. I can't wait to look at the rule book and see. So that has been true for seniors, but it has not been allowed for regular folks. So
it's okay. A lot of like collegiate comps, though.
Yeah. Big Apple's custom comps.
Yeah, like the more north ones.
Haley wants it.
MIT there that year.
Yeah.
So would you know? Would you have heard it?
I've discussed it, and I don't think.
Yeah, this is news to me, so
okay,
I'll have to see it in writing.
And I heard it from a couple of people talking about it.
Yeah, so Myra is one of the official costumes. There were six of them this weekend. She's one of them, and this is news to her also. So do you know the name of the person who said that? So it could have been Scott, Ann, Stan, Myra. Okay, we'll find out. Yeah.
Scott, Ann, Jim, Myra.
Todd. I was just naming all the officials to see if we can find out which one it is. Okay. So that's the old book. Is that the new one? The new one's.
No, but I have notes in here
this
about what changed.
Oh.
Yeah, so this is what she's got notes in about the changes. One other announcement I want to make sure you're hearing tonight is at the Washington Open, we're having one of the best Latin couple lecturers come. So if there's any way you can get to that Congress, I'd highly recommend it. I have no idea what their topics are going to be, but it's really going to be incredible. Better than past years in that, past years we've had really great people. Yulia and Ricardo, can't get better than that. But they lecture generally separately, whereas this one will be two people lecturing together. So you'll see the man and the woman demonstrating everything together in all eight of the sessions. So they won't have time in that case to do any private lessons. They've given up a lot of money to do that. So it's great that we're going to have the two of them as teaming every single workshop. So I'll let you know when I have the topics up, or you can go to the website and get it as soon as I know it. But anyway, it's Washington Open. There's flyers there and on the floor in case you have questions about it.
It's different because their claim to fame was world amateurs. And so it's more similar to paths that people here are taking instead of like Arunas and Yulia and other pros that... Right.
Well, they were all the world champions also as amateurs, and then they turned pro and were also as pros.
Oh, they're both?
Yeah, the way we get great couples is they come up through the ranks. Like Ian Gillette's a local dance teacher. You might not have noticed, but he is the world champion as juvenile, junior, and then as he got older, he got too tall for his partners, and it worked quite as well. I mean, he's always been a great dancer and continues to be a great coach, but lots of people that right around you who are world champions that you may not. Paul Houston's world amateur standard champion. Everybody talks greatly about Paul Houston and his best days, so we got a lot of great champions in this area.
How tall is Ian Gillette now?
I think he's 6'4". But I'm not sure.
Too tall. He had standard, you said?
Well, it's not that you can't do it that way, but he had to, first of all, give up Latin, and then he had trouble getting partners. There was a couple who was his height this weekend at the competition who won it all. Really great champion from Washington State. So very tall, very slender man dancing with a tall, slender woman, and they were fantastic in their Latin and their standard. So, pardon me?
There's one couple in nationals that... champ standard. I swear the guy's like 7 feet tall.
Yeah. It's the girl with the poly pocket.
The white polka dot.
She is they are enormous. They're enormous people.
They're really tall.
Amazonian.
So this might be who you're thinking of. I don't remember that far back.
Do you remember white and black polka dot dress?
It was blue.
I remember, but I don't remember who was wearing it. I always bring the program with me from National, so it's over there if you want to see, but I'm not sure the name will tell you. Anyway, just wanted to tell you, Vivica and Alan, doing the workshops at the Congress, I could not believe we got them, so I'm just really, really excited about it. So I want to make sure, unlike with Florin and Natalie last week, some of you weren't there. You know, if there's any way you can get there, it's $185, I think, so figure out how to do that, but get there. So back to our standard. We have just danced all the way through with music that foxtrot routine. The new figures tonight were the natural weave, the natural turn with hesitation in the corner, the change of direction. So those three things might be a little bit rusty. Do you have what you need to practice those this week? Okay, so we've completed the bronze foxtrot. Yes?
Quick question, actually. The change of direction versus the heel pull. Change of direction is then flat, right? The heel pull has a little bit of right.
They both are the same in that way. So a change of direction goes forward and turns left. The heel pull goes back and turns right. They both have the same timing and the same action, however, in terms of slows and levelness.
Okay, feel the exact same.
Yeah, most people, women, don't know which one you've done when you've done it. It just feels, oh, that's the same thing. So most people are dyslexic about that in ballroom. Yes?
During the hesitation, because foxtrot is, like, very fluid in the beats and everything like that, could you just hold the hesitation and be, like, swaying back and forth?
No. You can just take a long time to melt. So as you're dancing, it just takes a long time to finish your actions, but you can't undo an action and redo it. Okay, should we go to tango next then?
Yes.
Okay. In tango, is there any of the six groups that you're not familiar with?
Have we covered group six yet?
Not this semester, but...
We haven't done four yet, either.
We've been going over five for the past...
Yeah, we know one, two, yeah. Three, five.
We've only done five.
Okay, so we should do four and six. Okay, four is easy. We can get that done fast. Six is not too bad. So let's separate followers there, leaders there. Leaders, group four, progressive link, quick, open promenade, slow, quick, slow, rock turn, quick, slow, quick, quick, slow. That's it. While you're here, ladies, your part. Progressive link, quick, quick, open promenade. Slow, quick, quick, slow, rock turn. Quick, quick, slow, quick, quick, slow. With partner.
I have a question about the ladies' footwork. When you go back for the outside partner, do you pick the heel or the toe or any of it up? You did it flat-footed just then.
Mm-hmm.
So how does that work?
So when we get to this rock, she's finished the previous figure, the back, the open promenade backward. Should she release the toe or release the heel? If she releases the toe, then she's outside partner doing the rock. If she releases the heel, she's in line with her partner doing the rock. So it depends on the position you're in as to which choice you make. So let's dance it a moment, and then we can nuance this in a moment once you've danced it. So partner up, and let's see group four. Ready, and quick, quick, slow, open promenade, quick, quick, rock outside partner. Quick, quick, slow, and quick, quick, slow. Change partners, find one of the guys who didn't have a partner.
It feels more like a pole lift because then you get more space.
That's correct that it's a toe lift when outside partner.
It's a lot easier if you release the toe.
Yes. This one, that's what's required. Any leader who didn't have a partner, make sure you get one. Raise your hand, they'll find you. Any leader who, there's a leader who didn't have a partner. And here comes group four with music. Ready, and quick, quick, slow, quick, quick, slow, quick, quick, slow, quick, quick, slow. Good, slide back.
So the rocks are okay, right?
Yeah, they feel really good.
Does the guy feel like when he's coming in, like he's extending out to left as the left?
Yeah, a while ago we referred to a place where the woman was looking out over the edge of a skyscraper. This is his moment. Again. Ready, and quick, quick, slow, quick, quick, slow, rock, rock, slow, quick, quick, slow. Do you look bigger in line or outside partner?
Outside.
Prove it. It should be true that you look bigger outside partner. Ready, and quick, quick, slow, quick, outside partner. Keep your heads separated. And quick, quick, slow. Okay. Do you look bigger outside partner or in promenade?
Sorry?
Do you look bigger outside partner or in promenade?
Promenade.
Andy has principles, and if you don't like those, she has others. So when you are in normal closed position with your partner is on the right, and you're offset, you have this big shape. When you're outside partner, it's farther. And when you're in promenade, it's farthest. So you have 3 degrees of rightwardness. Make sure you're aware of those and accordingly adjusting the space between your heads. So let's do that one more time and fix up one more thing in this group. Why is it called a progressive link? Who progresses, him or her?
Both of us.
We go behind him. Like, I end up like more set behind him.
So what does she do? She regresses.
Yes.
May I do that with you a moment? So the model you should remember about the progressive link is when we dance this link, he steps out in front. He sends all women and children at the back to protect them. That's a good progressive link. So we talked in the past about Unahead, where he goes with her. Nothing was achieved on that promenade. We're still in the same place. So in a promenade, it's important that we go to very different places. Thank you. So, gentlemen, when you dance your progressive link, you should be doing a forward step and an almost close, and then you can really move out of there. The woman doesn't have the almost close. She has a back step and then a step that's convincingly against the line of dance in the way it moves. So he almost closes, and that's why it's called a progressive link. Let's do that slowly. A progressive...
Do you talk often about throwing the woman too far back when entering progressive link and promenade? So how do we make sure that doesn't happen as far as like a degree of...
Okay, let's do this a moment, then we'll talk about that. Progressive link, not too fast. Ready? And quick, quick. Good. Is it clear? Who is the defender of the couple at this moment? Good. Make sure that's clear. I know it's stereotypical, traditional, so on, but that's the way this stuff is made to go.
Is it like a whisk, like where you're rolling around the
hip? It is, yes.
So it's a
kegel. Uh-huh. Good. So, what are the world champions practicing tonight? This is what they're practicing, seeing how far they can get away from each other. So, it's a funny thing. The first... You start out as a beginner trying to figure out how far away you can get from your partner. As you get better and better, you figure out how to get close to your partner. And then as you get better and better, you're back to separating again. So in this link, you still want to have good contact with your partner at the end of it. But if you're really good, you can rotate and fit together, and now she can go even farther. So a lower grade leader would not turn very much, and she would get too far away. But if he can turn his base and his top, then she can go farther away, create more space. That would be a world-class link. So do that one more time with this partner before we change. The progressive link should be a major change of spacing. Ready? And quick, quick. Good. Change partners. Find one of the leaders without a partner. Look around for any leader who didn't have a partner. Yes?
You got a very good point that the followers shouldn't open up as much. And they should keep connected. How do you prevent...
Should or shouldn't open up so much?
Not open up so much.
Yeah, it depends on the level of the follower. A woman who is really great can turn her feet around to face line of dance and still have her top toward her partner. So that would be ideal at a high level. So maybe tonight aim for a little bit less. So be careful. Don't turn your feet farther than, say, diag center. But eventually that won't be good enough. You'll have to take it farther to win the race, which standard dancing is. Okay. Here we go again with new partner, progressive link. Ready? And quick, continue. Slow and quick, quick. Rock. Quick, quick. Slow and quick, quick. Slow. Good. Group six. Thank your partner and separate. Ladies, back to your side, gentlemen to yours, and let's do group six.
I feel like tango's really working for me. I never knew I was okay with tango. I haven't done it in 3 months.
It should be the easiest of the dances.
Which one? Tango?
Tango. Yeah. Once you understand weird, then it's easiest. Pardon me? For most people, yes.
Beanie's only has like 5 minutes.
Well, you weren't there this weekend.
Oh, no.
Does Viennese have only 5 figures? So this weekend in the championship, the champions did at least 15 different figures. So there's all kinds of stuff now, like all the line figures, contra checks, over sways, bounce fallaways. You can do pretty much any figure from any dance in Viennese. Contra pivots, at the open level we're talking about.
Okay.
Yeah. So we're not talking about bronze. So, group six. Figure number one is the progressive link. Quick, quick. Figure number two is the natural twist turn for the leader. Forward, forward, side. What is our alignment now?
Backing diagonal center.
Backing diagonal center. Cross the right foot behind and turn on your front heel. So you're swiveling on the front heel and the ball of the back foot. That's the natural twist turn. Let's do that figure nonstop. So the natural twist turn is slow, quick, quick, slow, quick, quick. And slow, quick, quick, slow, turn on the left heel, quick, quick. Do a closed promenade moving diagonal center. Slow, quick, quick, slow. And the reverse turn with the lady in line. Forward, side, back, back, side close. Okay, bring it on back. How many figures in group six? It's either three or four. How many figures in group six? Should be four. Progressive link, natural twist turn, closed promenade, and the reverse turn, lady in line. Followers, let's show them. Progressive link, quick, quick. The natural twist turn is five forward heel leads. One, two, three. On four, it starts to curve around, so the fifth one is toward the wall. And then do the smallest sidestep of your life to end up in promenade position. Now do a closed promenade. Slow. Quick, quick, slow. Good. Let's do the twist turn one more time. First, the link, and quick, quick, five heel leads, slow. Quick, quick, slow. Quick, tiny step to end in promenade. Close promenade, slow. Quick, quick, slow. Back with your right foot into a heel turn. Back, close, forward, and forward, side together. We don't want a true heel turn here. Ideal would be to close the heels only and to dance that figure without foot swivel. So the foot swivel of a foxtrot heel turn is not welcome here. Let's back diagonal center and do the reverse turn tango style. That is right foot back, close your heels. What ballet foot position is that? First position. Then a heel lead out of it. And then the ending is forward, side, together. Ladies part of all of group six. Progressive link, quick, quick twist turn, slow, quick, quick, slow, quick, close promenade, slow, quick, quick, reverse turn, quick, quick, between his feet, forward, side, find a partner. Group six. Come close to this wall. Ready? And. Quick, quick, slow twist turn. Quick, quick, slow. Quick, quick, close promenade. Quick, quick, reverse turn. Quick, quick, slow. Quick, quick, slow.
Is this
one
inside partner?
It is.
Okay.
What? Oh. What? That's not in the contract.
Outside corner, because I kept on running.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Repeat, group six. Ready, and quick, quick, slow. 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 Quick, new partner.
One move that I thought we were going to, and you know, it was
a
sway.
Oh, that's group five.
Yeah,
the progressive sidestep reverse turn. Oh, maybe you're thinking natural promenade turn.
I'm thinking of when you step forward, you end up like. Do you know the move I'm talking about where you end up swaying over time?
Well, there are two of them. Natural promenade turn.
No, it's. I'm putting in promenade.
Okay. Slow, quick, natural promenade turn. These two figures start identically and then differ.
I had a question about it because I kind of figured it would be a toe so you can curve it. Do you want to make it a heel step and pivot during that?
You're in that figure.
Mm-hmm.
So it is. So progressive link. Heel, heel, heel. And then the next one is toe heel.
Ah, okay. Because I was asking Annie. She's like, is it a heel step?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much.
Good. Group six. Ready? And quick, quick, slow. Quick, quick, slow. Quick, quick, slow. Quick, quick, reverse. Lady in line. And quick, quick, slow. So next week we'll review four and six. Remember, there are two stages. The first stage is figure out what you're doing and make sure you're doing it right. Stage two is how do you win the championship doing this particular figure or group? If there's any figure where you can't figure out how am I supposed to look great doing this, then make sure you ask. Look great, feel great. Make sure everything really is something you're really proud to show to the judges. Do not go onto a competition floor and try to hide. Ooh, I hope they're not looking right now. No, everything is a featured moment. And if you're not sure how to be featured, how to make the most out of something, make sure you ask. I never give you all the information at one time, so there's stuff I'm holding back tonight. I can't wait to tell you the thousand other things I want to tell you about the link, the twist turn, and so on. So we've got a lot to talk about, but if we're talking about that, we're not talking about something else, so we always have to make good choices. So, Tommy, you had a question?
Yeah. How do you read the difference between the inline reverse turn and the outside partner one?
Did everybody hear the question?
Yeah.
So we know two reverse turns, lady outside, lady in line. The difference is how far he steps across her path. So if he does a reverse turn and wants her outside, then we go sideways down the line of dance, and he's not in front of her. If he wants the one where she's in line, then he steps around her more like a double reverse spin.
Ooh.
Then she's got no choice but to go between his feet. So it always how far he steps across her path. Less, she's outside partner. More across the path, and she's now between his feet.
More of a forward step for the second step to get her to not, to get her to collect the feet.
Definitely, yes. Yes. All right. Good. Thank you all. See you next week. Great job. Did Myra disappear for a while during Latin?